You're listening to Rhema for Today.
Now, when it comes to the Word, many people are trying to tell you, well, this is what God means when he said this. Well, wait, anybody ever heard somebody do that? Yeah, I got a few hands. Hey, God said what he meant what he said, and he doesn't need anybody to help him interpret. Okay?
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin continues his teaching, It Shall Come to Pass, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Pastor Hagin for today's message.
As we look at this today, I want you to get a hold of these facts. He never doubted any time what was real, what God had revealed to him in those dreams. He believed God even in the midst of hardship, trouble, things that said that it would never happen. You see, no matter what he went through, he continued to believe God. That's one thing I learned from my father. It didn't matter what he was facing. It didn't matter what anybody else said. It didn't matter what the circumstances were. He continued to believe God no matter what. When he left that last church that he was pastoring and went out into traveling ministry, at that time it was the beginning of what we call now called the Healing Revival. Everybody, all the ministers were traveling all over the country with the big tents and everything. And everybody told him to get a tent. And he said, no, the Lord told me not to get a tent, told me to stay in auditoriums and churches. And even his oldest brother, my Uncle Dub, who was an old trucker and worked for carnivals and stuff, he said, Kenneth, hey, we can get a truck. I can handle it all. I know how to do it all. And you can go. And he said, no, Dub, when that's not what God said to do. He kept doing what God told him to do, no matter what. And you would be surprised at the number of people that came up to him in every, just about every place we would go to hold a meeting and say, Brother Hagin, the word of the Lord come to me and said, you're supposed to get a tent and supposed to start traveling. And if you know Dad, he didn't say anything. He just said, thank you, brother. Thank you. Or thank you, sister. And he'd just turn around and walk off because it didn't matter what they said. That's not what he heard from God. You need to get a hold of the fact it doesn't matter what anybody else comes up and says. If it's not what God said to you, then stay away from it. I tell people all the time, some people come to me and say, well, so-and-so said I should do this. I said, is that anything that God's been dealing with? No, not really. But it's a good idea. I said, it may be a good idea, but it may not be a God idea. They said, well, what should I do about it? I said, nothing. Put it on the shelf and leave it alone. If God comes and talks to you, then take it down and do it. You know, sometimes we've got to learn to stay with what God says and not what somebody else says. Now, when it comes to the Word, many people are trying to tell you, well, this is what God means when he said this. Well, wait, anybody ever heard somebody do that? Yeah, I got a few hands. Hey, God said what he meant what he said, and he doesn't need anybody to help him interpret. Okay? Now, I know many times when I'm overseas and I see, well, there's the Jensen, and there's Grunewald's, and there's Laura, and then, well, there's the Princess. And they all, you know, have our Bible schools and stuff overseas. And now, when I go, I will, if I'm in the European area or Germany or or Italy, or there in the Ukraine. I did the Ukraine, the graduation. I let person that's going to interpret for me, I give them my notes and I ask them to read them, because the way we would say something may not mean anything to them, or if it is something, they may have to explain it before. So sometimes I can say a short sentence and it takes a long time for the interpreter, because he's having to explain or she's having to explain. I can say a long sentence and it may be real short. And then a lot of times there's not even a word for what we say. So you see, I think sometimes, God doesn't need an interpreter. I do when I go to these places. I try to learn how to say praise the Lord in their language. And at least that makes them know I'm trying to learn something from their language. But you see, here, Joseph had a message from God. My dad had a message from God. I had a message from God. See, when Dad said we're going to do Rhema, I knew right then that's what Lynette and I were here for. I didn't know why. I knew God told me to come work with Dad, but I didn't really know why that I ended up, you know, leaving what I was doing. But, you see, you have to do what God told you to do, no matter what. No matter what. I remember, and I hope John don't mind me using this, but I was working with John, and he had been over there in Germany working with some stuff, and they decided to close down, and they wanted him to leave. And he said, no, God told me to come to Europe. And so he somehow asked me about something, or I called him or something anyway. And we got to talking, and I said, well, John, what is it? He said, well, God has told me to come to Europe. I said, well, fine. Just because somebody else is closing down, no time you have to, just because they say so. And so that's how we got started there, you know. What I'm trying to explain to you is it doesn't matter if God told you stay with it no matter what. That's what Joseph did. See, when God speaks to you and tells you something, he knows you. He knows how he can best use you in his kingdom. Doug Jones working in a factory. And the Lord told him to come to Rhema. Well, a lot of people told him he missed it. But I don't think so. How many of you, God told you to come to Rhema, and somebody told you, oh, you ought to do that. But was it the best thing you ever did? But see, people try to tell you everything. See, and the enemy will bring all kinds of circumstances to try to get you, even when you get here, to try to get you out. That's what happened to Joseph. But you see, Joseph kept believing in what he saw. He was around 17, I think, according to what chronological book you want to use, whenever he had those dreams. See, don't ever think you're too young to be used by God. And don't ever think you're too old to be used by God. God wants to speak to young people. He wants to raise up a new generation that will believe him, like us old heads did. God has no respecter of age or person or nationality. God is God no matter what, no matter what anybody says. You see, we probably won't all have a dream. In fact, very few will. And you probably won't have some supernatural experience. But God is always revealing the future to you as you read the Word. Come on now, listen to me. See, a lot of people won't know what to do with their life. If they'll read the word, they find out. Now, God will come and speak to people. But he speaks to you through the word by the Holy Spirit. John 16:13 says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truths. He will not speak of his own, but he will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. God speaks to us in many different ways. My dad used to say it, the best way that God speaks to us is through the word. He will give us a witness many times of something that he is speaking to us about through someone else. Now, too many people are wanting God to speak to them in a special way. You know, it says in Romans 8:14, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. But too many people don't pay attention to the written word. Like I said, they want something special. They want a dream or a vision. They want some kind of sign. Some people will pray, Lord, give me a sign, you know. Well, they might get a sign, but it might not be the right sign, you know. Some people want some preacher to give them prophecy. Hey, don't depend on anybody else to talk to you. Let God talk to you through the word and through your prayer life. Okay? Many times people will share a word that they got from someone and ask me, well, what does that mean? Well, if you don't know what it means, then put it on the shelf.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Hold On to the Word. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Slimline book, It's Your Time to Shine. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Our Rights in Christ. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's R-H-E-M-A.org. Rhema. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
From our word partners, you know, and somebody said, well, what in the world is a word partner? Well, a word partner is just somebody that prays for us on a regular basis.
Yes.
And sends an offering at least once a month, whatever you can afford to send, to help us support Rhema and all that we're doing throughout the world with all the Rhemas everywhere, this broadcast. And that's what it is. And we'd like for you to partner with us. And I want to thank all of you that have partnered with us. But you can just go to rhema.org/WPC and become a Word Partner Club member with us. And we would really appreciate that. It really would help us to do what God has told us to do.
That's right.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, It Shall Come to Pass. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.